Hey, everybody. We're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast called
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, me and Tony found out what pizzles were. And if you don't know, you ain't going to believe it.
It's gross.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
The story I'm about to tell, it's going to need caressed a little bit. It's going to be real careful when we tell the story. So I'm going to tell it.
Delicate.
Right. It's delicate. And I want you to use as much self-control as you possibly can during this story.
All right.
Okay.
Restrain.
All right.
Got it.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a pair of thieves swiped hundreds of dollars worth of dog treats from a pet zone in Canada.
Shame on those thieves.
That's right, Tony.
Shame on them.
The treats are known as pizzles.
Shame on them for stealing pizzles, these thieves.
Pizzles, if you don't know what they are, pizzles are the reproductive organ from a bull. Stop.
I didn't say nothing.
The man and woman were caught on video surveillance grabbing as many as they could.
They turn those into dog chew treats?
They do. And then they took off. They were later spotted at another pet zone, but they left empty-handed there.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, first off, I didn't know that they made dog treats out of that. Two, I didn't know they'd be worth hundreds of dollars for someone to go steal them. Three, if you're the company who makes pizzles, don't you think Bullwinkles would have been a better choice? Some parts of the world do funerals a little different than we do. We bring some casseroles. Other countries, they bring panties.
Yeah.
When it's time to bury somebody, your family members, anybody you care about that's deceased, you do whatever it is that makes that good with your family and your beliefs and whatever you need to do. But in some places in the world, I think they may have gone off the deep end a little bit. Let's go to Zimbabwe. You want to, Tony?
Okay, let's go to Zimbabwe.
Poof, we're in Zimbabwe. Police officers had to intervene to facilitate the burial of a 21-year-old guy, Carlton. He died last week. He got hit by a car, man.
Ah, poor dude.
Well, he'd been living with this woman, Patricia. And Patricia wanted to put her underwear in the coffin with him.
her underwear in her, huh?
Yeah. The relatives claimed it was a ritual meant to ensure that the deceased husband's spirit does not follow the woman so she can get married in the future and move on with her life. Hey, I'm going to move on, but here's my panties, sweetie.
I can put them in the casket. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, while at the graveyard, Patricia's relatives opened the coffin and placed her undies right inside. Carlton's relatives refused to go ahead with the burial. Then they get into a fight between the two families.
Well, you can't bury somebody with underwear in a casket.
The coffin got lowered and brought up four times.
Oh, my God.
I swear this is true. On a number of occasions, the coffin was open as the deceased relatives took the undergarments out, but Patricia's family grabbed them and put them back in. So armed police had to be called. And the panties were finally removed, and the burial process went ahead.
You put the panties in, you pull the panties out, you put the panties in, then you shake them all about.
You put them in the coffin, and you lower it down.
That's
how you die in Zimbabwe. Today is National Hair Day, and there's a TV network, not really, doing a documentary, not really, about Trump's hair.
I think they're just teasing us.
But not really.
The making of Donald Trump's hair. A stunning, never-before-seen documentary detailing the daily step-by-step process that goes into the making of Donald Trump's hair.
Let's go. Let's just see what happens.
You know what we do? We start out about 5 a.m. with approximately 3 ounces of spun Peruvian gold.
Next, it's run through a centrifuge at about 1,500 degrees for 33 minutes.
Would anybody like to inspect?
It's then cooled by Miss Universe pageant contestants in bikinis standing akimbo waving palm leaves.
Hey!
A team of engineers then shape the dried bouillon into a fuzzy, excited, yet intense contour.
Bigger and better.
And finally, it's fitted and attached with Trump Velcro. The whole process takes about an hour and a half.
The making of Donald Trump's hair. Now touring with Dolly Parton's wigs.
You know what's better than pumpkin spice, Tony?
What?
Pumpkin spice.
If you love pumpkin spice and love everything flavored with pumpkin spice, you're in for a treat. We've taken your regular pumpkin spice to the next level. Introducing pumpkin spice flavored pumpkin spice. That's right. No coffee, no M&Ms, no ice cream, no pancakes, no food or drink product whatsoever. We've just added more pumpkin spice to pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice, pumpkin spice. Available now in the pumpkin spice aisle for people too lazy to measure their own cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and allspice.
This morning we went picking and grinning. Tony, my wife is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction.
Yeah.
So I packed up my stuff and right.
You know what, Jason?
What's that, Tony?
The person who invented autocorrect, they should burn in hello.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
You know what they call that stuff stuck in between Godzilla's toes?
What?
Slow people.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
What does a German bread say when it wakes up?
I don't know.
Gluten Morgan.
Officer Smith Wesson came by. He's cracking down.
Hello! I'm Captain Lieutenant Sergeant Special Forces Leader and Volunteer Game Warden Reservist Smith Wesson. With this Upper Cumberland reminder, we're cracking down on Wee Wee. Deer season is starting up and deer attractants such as digital calls and synthetic doe urine may be handy, but deadly if misused.
Me and Daryl poured 5 gallons of that tinkle-tinkle around our campsite. We turned up the Bluetooth speaker doe call full blast and we triggered a stampede of passion I'll never forget.
Deer urine is also not for drinking. Every year we get calls because somebody has to pass a drug screening. I can't believe I'm saying this, but no urine, human or synthetic, will help the outcome of your drug screening. Friends don't let friends drink synthetic urine or real urine.
Brought to you by the PAPPPUACFPDTOH. People Against Performance PP Use and Consumption for Passing Drug Test or Hunting.
This is today's word of the day.
This one got me a PH something.
D?
Yeah.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Standurated fat. Standurated fat is what you call saturated fat when it gets up. Standurated fat.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Grab a woman and fly away, but better ask first or get pepper spray.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
This one, you know, we have a lot of real goods that are just, man, they'll just rip your heart out. But this one's kind of just about sibling love, really.
A warm, fuzzy aww.
Because you got to think, I don't know, I'm an only child, but would your sibling go this far to capture a big moment for you? Here's what happened. A guy in Madison, Wisconsin, his name is Andrew Philibeck, and he was getting ready to propose to his girlfriend, Rachel, a couple of months ago.
Found his forever girl.
But he knew she was really close with her sister, Therese, and would want her to see it.
That's sweet.
So he called Therese and said, hey, wouldn't it be funny if you just like hit out nearby dressed up as a bush or something? And then maybe you could take pictures of it. So, I mean, he was joking around, but then they were like, hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea. So he ordered a ghillie suit on Amazon. A ghillie suit's one of those, like, grassy things that snipers wear to blend in with the background.
Yeah, military looking. Yeah. It's cool.
Therese, she said, heck yeah, I'll wear that. And he picked a spot in a wooded area next to a lake.
Aww.
And he even had no idea where Therese was because the suit was so good.
She was that well hid. Yeah.
Right after the sister said yes, Therese screamed out, and then they saw her and cracked up. And the photos are going viral all over the place, and there are a few of the actual engagement, and then there's a few of Therese dressed up as a bush.
Sweet.
I think that's cool. But anyway, got all the pictures of him coming up, getting on one knee, did all that stuff, so everything was genuine. Yeah, and the pictures are really good, but the ones with her in that ghillie suit are hysterical. That's a good sister right there.
That's a beautiful moment. That's a good right sister. Wish I'd have seen it personally.
Andrew and Therese, y'all are real good. Well, that wraps up the podcast today. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share it and subscribe if you would. That'd be really, really nice. We'd appreciate it. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.